Welcome to the Vancouver Real Estate Show, where you'll discover the secrets to growing wealth through real estate investing. Join author and Vancouver real estate expert, Gary Wong, as he charts the course for you to follow as you build your own net worth through real estate investing.
It's somewhat slow in certain market segments. Mm-hmm. So the most common thing I hear from my buyers, I'm like, oh, I really want to buy and take advantage of the slow market, Gary. I'm finding it really difficult to borrow money. Why is that the case?
You know, speaking to a mortgage broker, I think mm-hmm. is a great option first, because as I said, we have access to many types of lenders. Mm-hmm. So that's the first thing. I need more mortgage mm-hmm. products and programs to look at. Mm-hmm. So we'll take the case of the self-employed person. So perhaps we look at self-employed programs mm-hmm. where we can use income differently. We can look at different types of documents to prove income.
Yeah.
And typically that will increase the income because I'm using a different method of proving it.
Yeah.
So that means the borrower might get a little bit more money.
Yeah.
Looking at alternative lending options mm-hmm. that use more of your income to determine how much mortgage you can qualify for. Mm-hmm. So A lenders, and when I say A lenders, so you know, let's call them the big six banks, yeah. for example, by government regulations, they're only allowed to use a certain percentage of your income. If we look at alternative lending, mm-hmm. they are allowed to use a little bit more. When I'm allowed to use more income, it means more mortgage.
Okay.
I also need to speak to the client, to the borrower, kind of work with their expectation on that.
Okay.
Alternative lending is a short-term option.
So let's rewind a little bit
yeah.
and explain to the people watching, what is alternative lending versus going to the bank and just getting a conventional, a typical mortgage? What's this alternative lending? Is it some like borrowing from loan sharks what does that mean?
I know, that's what people think.
I think it's just kind of what it says. It's an alternative choice.
Okay.
Banks also can put you into alternative lending.
Okay.
I have a client who went to her bank, her big six bank, and they said, no, we have to put you into this mortgage. And they used a smaller bank that you might not know, but they used their B side. You've got an A lending and then kind of like the B lending. It's just another.
What's the difference?
It's
not safe if I go to B lending?
It's totally safe. They're all, federally regulated.
Yeah, yeah,
Or for the majority, they're federally regulated institutions. They still have to follow all the government guidelines. They mm-hmm, have to. Mm-hmm. It's strict underwriting. It absolutely is safe. It's just a different type of mortgage product. For that mortgage product, you will, though, pay a slightly higher interest rate, and there will be a small fee as well.
Okay, I see.
And they're shorter term. They say 1, 2, 3 years, that's it. Go away, go back with the A lender.
So the downside of alternative lending is that you might pay a little bit higher fee.
Yeah,
and you might pay a little bit higher interest rate. But in terms of security-wise, stability-wise, it's just as safe as borrowing.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And the pros is you're able to borrow money, whereas an A lender wouldn't lend it to you.
That's it. And this is why you work with a mortgage broker. So you come to me, I say the only way we're going to get you that amount, or mm-hmm. just based on your financial situation, mm-hmm. we can put you into an alternative lender, or alternative lending, I should say. But we're only gonna do that for 2 years. And in that time, we're gonna make sure that at that 2 year point, upon renewal, we're going to put you back with the A lender. So we're gonna work that strategy out with you and make that plan to get you back into the A lending, the big six bank, or whatever. Yeah, so it's a longer term, but it gets you in. And then don't worry, we're not gonna keep you there for, your 25 years or whatever. We hope not anyway, if I do my job correctly mm-hmm. and everything works out well, we should be able to get you back into A lending.
Okay.
So it's a great option if you wanna get in now, and it works for certain clients. Bruised credit, so let's mm-hmm. say you have bad credit due to you know, you didn't pay your bills due to a divorce or an illness, you lost your job.
Yeah.
I mean, these are real life scenarios, right? Why shouldn't you, because you lost your job, why should you not necessarily be able to have that home? Right? Mm-hmm. We can get you back on your feet and fix your credit, for example, now you're working again, and then get you back into the A lending. So it's really good for a lot of borrowers.
Thanks for listening to the Vancouver Real Estate Show. If you like the show, don't forget to hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. Download the next show to learn more about real estate, money, and success.